Okay. Any question?
No.
You know everything and I hope you remember last time what we talked about, because it was a very critical point that you should remember always. What was it about? It was a funny story in a long, long paragraph that we haven't ended yet, right? And it was talking about what? About the king said, I want someone to do something for me. And the funny man did a lot of trouble and killed two horses in the way to arrive and to shock everyone to say, I'm sorry, don't count on me. This was the story. What was Rumi talking about? That is the point. He prepared all the arguments between different people, which was nonsense. You remember all those nonsenses. Everybody looking at these riding horse, guessing that, oh, maybe this is happening, maybe that's that, maybe that's that. And none of them was correct. Because this is what our imagination is all about. But there is something else in here that he explained to arrive to the highest point, to say, what is justice? What is justice? Justice starts with just. Means a just place, right place, correct place for something. Because in this universe, whatever there is a part of the functioning that is going on. Nothing is bad, nothing is good. A piece of stone knocks the planet and kills a lot of living creatures. Is it good or bad? If it is in a right moment, in a right place, it's perfect. It will transform everything and it will give the newcomers a chance to grow up. That's how we are here, isn't it? One piece of stone knocked and wiped out all the dinosaurs. Why? So, when we talk about justice and injustice, we have to talk about the place of them. Something in a right place is always good. Something in wrong place is not. That's how we could understand it. Nothing is vain that God created. Going around and nagging about this and that, about what the nature is silly. Because whatever there is good. Even when we don't know it and we don't understand it, because up to 100 years ago, the time that my father was alive, we didn't know what's going on and there's another galaxies. How many galaxies there are? Billions. And we thought there is only one. And we are at the center of it. That egocentrism is silly. You have to understand that none of these things are absolutely good, nor any of them absolutely evil. That is the point, to understand this existence. What do we mean in something in a wrong place? There are a lot of stuff that we don't know about them even. A huge, enormous cloud of stones are just turning around our sun. And we know nothing about them. There is no justice over there. When we talk about justice, we are talking about we. Why? How? Because this is good and that's bad didn't start with us. It started with the first amoeba that lived in this earth. Something is good, something is bad. I have to eat this, I have to run away from that. Okay? So good and bad is the judgment of the animal. Then there is we. We are not animals, are we? We are not animals because, first of all, we have hearts. Do you remember how much we talked about this heart? I'm not talking about this pump of blood in my chest. That's not heart. What is heart? We said a lot of bizarre things about it. The thing that you must not forget, the heart is one. We have a heart. In each of us, there is the reflex of that. We understand the passion. We understand the emotion. We understand the fantasy. We understand music and art. We understand it. There is no one person for that matter. There is a quality in this we. What is it? What is it? There is a quality in me that it's not in your dog. What is that?
Honesty.
I'm not talking about life. We are both alive. But there is something in me that doesn't exist in your dog. Your dog is a part of the other dogs. I am an inner part of humanity. Your dog doesn't think really. You know what I mean by thinking? Talking. That's what changed us. How come that you don't live like Neanderthals? This talking, the communication changed us and builded us. Whatchamacallit? Culture. It's cultured in me. Going to schools I did what? I learn all of this because I'm a part of we. That's the difference. That's what we really are. Or we are supposed to be, because we are not 100% that yet. We are the animals. We are born animals, aren't we? Could you deny that I have that egocentrism? No. Everybody has. We are born with it. Could I throw it away? No. It's a part of this. It pushes me a couple of times of the day to sit down and eat. Right? So, the animal is here, the ego is here. Point is to control it. Because that one is not the boss anymore. I am the boss. What do I mean by I? I mean that bird in my mind, which is always looking for what? For understanding, for improving my knowledge. That's what we're talking about. That's simple. So he said, listen, let go of these philosophic conversation about the justice and injustice, and do not nag about what is there. What is there. That's the reality. Work with it like the musicians. They work with the instrument no matter what, right? Because they believe in that magical stuff in human being. Yes, please.
2605 to 2600,
how about that? Or a little bit better. What is justice? A couple of...
What is justice? To put in its place, what is injustice? To put in its wrong.